Good evening. This is the October 11th, 2018 Whitney Town Advisory Board meeting. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record show that Richard Forbes is not in attendance. Is there any county staff here this evening?
Stephanie Howes, Commissioner Jim Gibson's office.
Kitchen Board, are you on the management?
Julie Roland from Park 24 Resident.
Public comment. This is the period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there any public comment? Seeing there is none, approval of the minutes from September 13th, 2018.
Motion for approval if there's no changes.
No changes?
Second.
That I had
second.
None. Second. We had a all those in favor of approval of the minutes say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion carries. Please let the record reflect that Richard Forbes has joined the meeting. Approval of the agenda for October 11, 2018. I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for this evening. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion carries. Informational items. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and our county or community meetings and events.
So we have an upcoming Living in the Park on the 19th, so it's next Friday here at Whitney Park. In addition, we have our trunk or treat. That's gonna be October 25th, so 2 weeks from today. At Whitney Park as well. Hope everybody comes out.
Where was the movie?
Whitney Park.
Thank you. The 19th?
Yes.
And it's in that.
Any other meeting?
We also have a community cleanup that's
okay.
Scheduled for the 3rd of November.
November 3rd.
Cleanup?
Applications are available until Tuesday, November 13, 2018 for appointments by the Board of County Commissioners to serve in the Whitney tab for a 2-year term beginning January 19th. Would you like to say anything about that?
If you're interested in serving for another 2 years on the town board, you need to submit your application. Okay, so if you need a copy of an application or need anything, just let myself or Shalonda know.
Any questions for her on that? Okay. Planning and zoning. DR-18-0710, County of Clark, design reviews for the following. 1, a shade structure, and 2, additional lighting installation for an existing playground at Whitney Park on 10 acres and a public facility P-F zone and an MUD-4 overlay district. Generally located on the north side of Missouri Avenue, 240 feet west of Boulder Highway, within Whitney. Sir, please state your name for the record and the floor is yours.
Gerald Shirley, Shirley Design Studio, 190 Festival Plaza. Currently have a PM. So we have a great project for you guys. It's actually located right outside your work center here. We're proposing to have a shade structure over here to the playground equipment. Instead of the normal prefabricated shade structure, we decided to go with what they call a high bar system, where you would have these columns and your actual fabric structure undulates up and down about 4 feet to create this nice dynamic aesthetic to the project. From what we've heard, speaking with the maintenance guy, you guys are kind of going with a repaint in the future that would have more red, yellow, blue color scheme. So although these are very vibrant on the elevations, they will be a little more muted. So we feel that it's going to be a great project for you. And we're also adding six lights to the project. The lights will be located on the central columns, and then we made sure that we had enough light to actually spill out over the playground now, so providing more security in these hidden bush areas over here where people can hide. So hopefully that adds a little more security to the project, as well as we move the lights high up in the canopy where people can't damage them. They're about 15 feet, so if somebody has a hockey stick or something like that, they can't jump up and hit it. As well as the design, if all goes well, the way that the lights are designed, should be able to shine up enough onto the fabric of the shade structure to illuminate it at night and almost kind of have this transparency. So that concludes my presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Seeing that there is none, I'm closing this to the public, and I'm now opening this to the board. Are the LEDs solar powered, or how are they? Are they hardwired into
the? They're hardwired into the lights that are existing. So when these lights are on, these other lights will be on also. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I believe they're on the photo design.
Like dusk to dawn kind of thing. Okay. And is there anything that distracts from having birds on them?
Okay, so here's an interesting thing. We've been going back and forth with this design a little bit on the issue that you usually have is when you have a layered effect that you've seen on some of the shade structures. You'll have birds, but they'll be able to congregate and habitat within that space. So they put mirrors on top to stop them from doing that. These, the way that they're designed, they slope. So you can have a bird on them, but we could possibly put some bird spikes or something on it if that would be beneficial to you. Mm-hmm. But the system is not made to have any kind of bird current. It's just made with the way that it's set up. It doesn't have any layering system where you have to worry about birds getting.
At some point there must have been a problem with birds that are here, because on the building outside, the building itself has different bird deterrents. They've got the spikes there, and at one time they even had the squawking of the faux hawk or whatever that bird sound is that they had. So there must have been an issue. So that's why I bring it up.
And we had talked about that again, looking at the different ideas as far as how we want to approach the project. Could have gone with just a pre-manufactured, pyramid type hip roof structure, but we thought this would be a little better, and actually also having to put a large canopy over the whole space that would be layered, and then the birds would be able to live within the structure. This one, again, with everything, it has a slope to it, so hopefully that will deter the bird later on.
So since it's sloped, what happens when it rains?
So it just drains off. It slopes off.
So
the natural grade will pick up. And it's not necessarily, it's also, the material, I should also say, has somewhat of a perforated material to it.
Okay.
So water won't collect. It'll almost act like a screen.
Okay.
And seep through a little bit.
Okay.
So you're not going to get these large downpours of rain from the top.
That's what I was envisioning, and then it would just be cooling off. Okay.
The USA Shades, who was helping us with the design of this, said that we shouldn't have any issues like that. We're also going to take all the columns to make sure that they're built up and they have around 5% slope of the columns. That way, any kind of water that does fall will gradually naturally slope away from the structure.
I'm done with my questioning.
You said they're dynamic, so does that help with the wind, or do they make a lot of noise when it...
Well, the way that they work are, They're very rigid. So okay. It takes all structures. It has a cable that goes through the whole system, and then it's pulled taut by the turnbuckles on the side. Once that's taut, it stays just like a regular structure. There isn't any kind of wind issues with it. So they told us. We designed it. Because I was one of our questions also. We saw what happened to the Henderson Pavilion. When the wind hit it, it blew all apart.
Yes.
Any other questions?
Oh, my question.
What is material? Describe the physics. What type of material?
It's a fabric. It's a flame retardant fabric.
Flame retardant?
Yeah.
Obviously, water repellent. Also.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, what about maintenance on it? Is it required any kind of periodic maintenance?
No, with
what
it
put
is,
it up?
No, it is designed. I mean, if they want to, because. But because you have areas that slope and are up, as soon as it does get dirty or something like that, you guys are having some type of open house or moving night or something like that, you want to put a little cleaner, you can go and dispose it all on the ship.
What about the longevity of the material?
Sorry, what?
What longevity of the material? How long would you expect those to last?
They have a warranty on them, I believe, for 20 years.
Wow.
The manufacturer can look at it. That was one of the requirements. Of course, we can't necessarily specify a specific proprietary specification. We can make sure that it's not a superior product and that meets all the requirements of a great product with a great lens.
And what did you say the elevation was off the ground?
Approximately. So the height of the highest column is at 28 feet, and then the height of the turnbuckle undulates between about 22 and 23.
So what you mentioned before about any vandalism or anything, pretty much taking care of the design and the height of the one.
Yeah, the only item you might have an issue about is if somebody climbs on top of the existing playground, which is kind of hard to do. It's very pitched. You know, we've looked at that. It's 7 feet off of the top of the ridge of that playground. But, so if somebody gets up there, maybe they have to actually stand up there to do some damage, which, you know, I can't. Maybe somebody's not going to try it, but it's going to be a difficult task. So I'm going to say that they're about 45 degree angle, those turrets are. So, hopefully, somebody will pull out.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? I'm excited for this. Okay, does anyone want to make a motion?
I'm more than happy to make a motion for the. The DR-180710 for the design review for the approval per staff recommendation.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor for DR-180710 for the design review per staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. When are you anticipating putting this up?
We're going to bid beginning of November.
Okay.
And then it'll be, should be finished.
It'll be at the end of November.
Yeah.
We still have to go to the commissioners.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So end of November, probably it'll be start construction in January.
Oh, great.
By it's finished by March or April.
By spring, it should be up then.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, you have to close off part of the facility out there to do construction.
Yes.
No, it's just going to be confined to that area.
It is, yeah. I mean, the playground equipment might apply. We've been out there a couple times, and every time we come out, the playground equipment has been off limits or something or another. First time somebody said the slide on fire. So.
Should be in any name for the public or kids playing or anything like that.
No, and of course, with the construction, as far as the bid and everything, we'll make sure that the staging area and the needed areas are put up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you
again.
Okay, general business, none. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front if applicable. clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there any public comment? Please step forward.
My name is Tony Coleman.
Could you?
I live.
Your full name, please.
Tony Pelham, P-E-L-H-A-M. I live right behind where the pool is, and I've lived there quite a long time. And I'm here representing myself and the property owner. There's a vacant lot right next to me, and over the years we've had problems with it. But a few years ago, the county came out because the homeless people and other people were using the wire cutters to cut the fence. And so what they did was, he came out and they put a fence with large cables in it, and they made it difficult to cut. Well, most recently, with the Sportsman's Manor and all the homeless people, they used that as an access to the, it's at the end of it. It's right at the end. That's the fire station here. And you see that hole there? It's, they've cut that hole. And we just thought that from the town board, with you having some authority, that we might get you to speak to somebody at the Parks Department. And he has been cited several times by the county about debris. And I've helped him haul off the mattresses and that stuff. And he put a fence across the front of the property, and they tear it down. And he got me to put up five big signs, no trespassing. We concreted it in the ground. And while I'm there telling the teenagers from the Sportsman's, hey, this is private property, they take them out of the ground and throw them down. And then just this past week, I had Metro there. They congregate there, and they decided to, because I have a fence, they come around. And they actually were urinating in my front yard, and I'm saying, hey, are you crazy or are you drunk? Anyway, it's a severe problem. Metro is watching the lot. It's the last open lot that borders the park. And in the old days, there was barbed wire around, but all we need is for them to address that. When they built the fence, there's some utility stuff there, and they fenced that off. And the parks, when they put the fire station in, they sort of cut the corner off. And it was sort of like a discrepancy. Well, it's not our property. And so every night, the home, and if you take the time to drive by there, you'll see where they built fires. And with cold weather coming on, I mean, they literally set up camps in there behind the fire department. They're like, hey, well, you know, that's not our property. I just want you to know it is a severe problem. And if you take the time, when you go to the fire station, you turn down English and it forks into Bend. There's three duplexes there. They've been burglarized like three or four times. My place has been stolen from, because what they do is they use that, and if there's nobody home, they just jump over the fence and rob you. But if we can fence that off and there's no excuse for them coming through there, that's what we'd like for you to help us with. I would appreciate it.
I'd like you to work with Stephanie.
My name's Stephanie. I work with Commissioner Gibson. There's my card.
Okay.
If after the meeting, we can exchange information, and then we'll get somebody out there for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other public comment?
I did want to bring this up to the board. I just want to make sure that everybody got their calendars for the 2019, 2020, and 2021. This will be on the next town board meeting agenda for you guys to vote on. So if you have any questions or anything, let our office know. They were emailed. If you need another set,
want me to print out the 19 for everybody?
I'm fine of saving the paper.
Okay.
For me,
I looked on it online, and I'm fine with it as well.
Yeah. Do you need to print it, Paul?
Do you want to print out of the calendar for the 19?
I'll look. I can probably print it out.
So I have.
I'm good.
I don't charge.
At least look at it.
Somebody needs it.
Okay. Yeah, let's save the trees if we can. Okay, the next meeting date is November 1st, 2018. We are adjourned.
Jerry, there is a holiday that falls on us.